This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Yeah, this will end badly for Joe Biden, and the Mueller report might end badly, too, for the Clintons and their lack of a legacy, because it turns out the report contained a claim that Russia taped Bill Clinton having phone sex with Monica Lewinsky. Yes, the Mueller report, but the reference was redacted from the version released to the public. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. The Zioli Show on Twitter, at Rich Zioli, and 855-839-1210. 1210, WPHG.com is our website. Imagine that, the Mueller report contains a claim that Russia tapped Bill Clinton. The Washington Examiner. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report mentions a claim that Russians recorded President Bill Clinton having phone sex with the White House intern, but the reference was redacted from the version released to the public. The redaction is likely to anger Republicans because the allegation has been known since at least 2001. And the Mueller report's reference to a claim that President Trump watched prostitutes peeing in a Moscow hotel room was not struck out. Clinton allegedly was recorded by Russia in the 1990s, allowing Russia to learn of the affair before American officials. A reference to the Clinton intercept was redacted from the Mueller report to protect personal privacy, but sources told the Washington Examiner that the context makes clear what was blacked out. According to the report, the Center for National Interest, President Dmitry Sims, sent Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner a 2016 email with recommended talking points to counter Hillary Clinton's Russia attacks. The email referenced a well-documented story of highly questionable connections between Bill Clinton and Russia. Yes. At a meeting in New York, he told Kushner the details. Russia allegedly recorded President Clinton on the phone with Lewinsky, opening questions of foreign leverage over the ex-president turned potential first spouse. During the August 17th meeting, he provided Kushner the Clinton-related information that he had promised. He told Kushner that redacted, the Mueller report says. He claimed that he had received this information from former CIA and Reagan White House official Fritz Ermath, who claimed to have learned it from the U.S. intelligence sources and not from the Russians. Inaccurately, they suggest he mishandled classified information when, in fact, he used public sourcing. The line in the Mueller report that says any of this was based on intelligence information is the product either of faulty remembering by Dmitry or flawed intelligence or a hostile fabrication by the Mueller people. He said it implies my misuse of intelligence or use of intelligence that is classified in this context, and all of that is completely false. Now, independent counsel Ken Starr, his 1998 report on the affair with Lewinsky, identified 17 phone sex calls between 1996 and 1997. I wonder if people still have phone sex in this day and age. Probably not. They probably have phone texting, I would guess. Sexting, I believe, is the term. Because really, who has time for phone calls anymore when you can just bing, you know? The report says Clinton told Lewinsky that he suspected that a foreign embassy, he did not specify which one, was tapping his phones. And he proposed cover stories if ever asked. She should say the two of them were just friends. Then whenever asked about their phone sex, she should just say that they knew their calls were being monitored all along. And the phone sex was just a put-on. Now, he thinks that he told the Russian guy that the Clinton-Lewinsky phone call was intercepted while the president was traveling in Air Force One. But the detail is believed to not have been conveyed to Kushner or included in the report. Speaking of Air Force One, David Urban will be here at 3:30. He's a senior advisor to the president's campaign in Pennsylvania. I say speaking of Air Force One because David Urban one time called me from Air Force One, he and Kellyanne Conway. It was very difficult to hear. There's a lot of breaking up the phone call. There was no phone sex that took place on that phone call between David Urban and myself, nor with me and Kellyanne Conway. I should make that point very clear. But I can understand how a call could be intercepted because the transmission is very, very spotty, especially if the receiving end is not secure. Anyway, the report was redacted by the Justice Department, and that was done in cooperation with Mueller's team. There were 855 redactions, according to the Smoking Gun. Only 7% of those redactions were justified by personal privacy, according to an analysis by Vox. Most information was withheld because it involved grand jury deliberations or because it could harm an ongoing criminal case. The former CIA officer, who was not interviewed by Mueller, said he discussed the intercept with Symes during a trip to Washington in either 2014 or 2015. The story's omission from the Mueller report hints at a double standard for the Clintons, he said. And according to the report, he told investigators that Kushner appeared to consider the phone sex story old news, as news outlets had long ago reported that Russia had advanced knowledge about Lewinsky. Meanwhile, Kushner told Mueller's team he did not receive information from him that could be operationalized and doubted new negative information could be unearthed on the Clintons. Though the report was redacted to protect the former president's privacy, it does reference an alleged sex tape featuring Trump watching prostitutes pee on a bed in Moscow. The Mueller report says Russian businessman Georgi Raskalidi, whatever, texted former Trump attorney Michael Cohen that he stopped the flow of tapes from Russia. He told Mueller's team that he was told the tapes were fake, but he did not communicate that to Cohen. So there you go. The P tape thing never happened, by the way. That's fake news. But the Lewinsky thing did happen, and that didn't make the Mueller report. It was redacted by the Mueller report, but the P story made it into the Mueller report, even though that's not true. Never happened. Speaking of Michael Cohen, who's having a particularly bad day today, Michael Cohen, in recorded phone call, walks back parts of his guilty plea. The thing about liars is this. You never know when they're lying. Are they lying now? Or are they lying then? Are they lying now about lying then? Are they lying now about telling the truth then? Are they lying about the fact that they lied then? In which case, then they're still lying. What is it? You never know. That's why they make terrible witnesses. That's why liars make terrible witnesses. And anybody who admits to lying can be shredded by the defense in cross-examination. I am not an attorney, but I've seen enough television shows to know what I'm talking about, and movies. Michael Cohen, in a recorded phone call, walks back parts of his guilty plea. Now, Trump's former lawyer, set to go to prison in weeks, told actor Tom Arnold he wasn't guilty of some crimes he pleaded guilty to. Tom Arnold. Michael Cohen has disavowed responsibility for some of the... This is all... Honestly, if you told me that this was real life, I would tell you that we're still sleeping. If you proposed this as a plot line to a movie, I'd say, this is way too unrealistic. It's way too unrealistic that the president's counsel, one-time counsel, who's the worst lawyer ever, the total slime ball, liar, completely lying, now was lying, and he confessed to Tom Arnold, Roseanne's ex-husband. You just can't make this stuff up, honestly. You really couldn't. If I pitched this to a producer, they'd go, this is wacky. This is wacky, man. Come on. Don't walk out of here with this stuff. Nobody believes this crap. This is part of the call. Wall Street Journal has this. And this is Tom Arnold now. Cut 11.
I'm a man all alone, right? And I shouldn't be alone anymore.
No.
I mean, after over 100 hours of testimony, right, including 7.5 hours of being beaten up on national television, you know, international television. Yeah, you would think that you would have folks, you know, stepping up and saying, you know what, this guy's lost everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. My, you know, my family's happiness, my law license. You know, I lost my business. I lost, you know, everything. My insurance, my bank accounts. All for what? All for what? Because Trump, you know, had an affair with a porn star. That's really what this is about.
Yeah.
There's no tax evasion. And the HELOC, I have an 18% loan to value on my home.
Right.
How could there be a HELOC issue?
That's
now?
Right. That's right.
Right?
That's absolutely
it's a,
right.
It's a lie.
I love how Tom Arnold became the that's right guy in this. I love that. That's good because Tom Arnold has not worked in a while. So I think that Tom Arnold becoming the that's right guy is it's a good thing for him. It's a good, you know.
That's right.
Who wore it better, Tom Arnold or that guy from the Covington question. Catholic yeah. Kids non-story. That. Who wore it better? That's the question.
That's right.
And then can you play Tom Arnold?
Right. That's go ahead. Right. That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to go with the guy with the, you know, the crazy. That was the crazy Israel, yeah, no, black
right.
Israelites.
That's right.
I'm going to go with crazy black Israelites yeah. guy, but Tom Arnold's a close second.
That's wow. right. That's right.
Hard to say. I'll think about it throughout the show. I will play that several more times, and then you could weigh in who you think wore it better, Tom Arnold or crazy black Israelite. That's the question on the field today. So Michael Cohen's a liar. He lied then. He's lying now, and he's just a terrible, terrible liar in a person. I mean, I don't know the guy personally, thank God, but I just think he's just about as scummy as you get. So he seemed to walk back parts of his admission. There is no tax evasion. And the HELOC, I have an 18% loan to value on my home. How could there be a HELOC issue? Right? It's a lie. Anyway, back in June of 2018, Tom Arnold tweeted out a photo of him and Cohen. And he said the following. This dude has all the tapes. This dude has everything. I say to Michael, guess what? We're taking Trump down together. And he's so tired, he's like, okay. And his wife's like, okay, F Trump. That's Michael Cohen's best buddy, Tom Arnold, right there.
That's right. That's right.
Well, there you go. Now, Bob Woodward, of course, who is, you hear Watergate thrown around all the time. Well, Bob Woodward, who wrote the book about Watergate, along with his lesser journalist partner, the other guy. Bob Woodward had something amazing to say, which I'll play you a little bit later, about the Mueller report findings and that the Steele dossier itself, its genesis, its motives, its sponsors, its advocates all need to be investigated. That's right. Bob Woodward's saying this now. Mr. Investigative Reporter, Mr. Woodward and the other guy, Bob Woodward. And I'll tell you something, that's a big deal, what he's saying here. It's a very big deal. Have you noticed that Democrats are now coming after the president's finances? And do you notice now that it's all about tax returns and money and no more about Russia? It's gone. The whole thing is gone. Even they're starting to walk away from the obstruction of justice stuff because they realize they don't have anything there either. They have nothing there because the president didn't fire Mueller, so they can't even really go down that road and try. But now their new thing is their new test strategy. Democrats consider fines and jail time for Trump officials who spurn their subpoenas. So they're going after White House aides, and they're going after the president's finances. And I told you this, they're never going to stop. I've been saying that for a while now. It's funny, right? I've been saying this, and now other people are coming out and saying the same thing. Oh, yeah, they're going to keep perpetually investigating him. They will. They will. They will not give him a win on anything. So forget infrastructure. Forget cracking down on pharmaceutical drug prices. Forget any of that stuff. Not going to happen. It's just going to be investigation after investigation. Which brings me to Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden could win the presidency if he could get past the primary, but he can't get past the primary. You know who said that? Rush Limbaugh said that on Fox News last night. I've been saying that for the better part of a year. I've been saying now, Joe Biden cannot win the primary. Can't do it. It's not possible. If he could, he'd be a formidable challenger in the general election. But that's the reason why he can't win the primary. You get it? The reason why he can't win the primary is because he'd be a formidable candidate in the general election. Why? Because he wouldn't be saying crazy stuff like shut down coal plants and no more buildings made of steel and glass. That's why. Joe Biden says a lot of dumb stuff, but that's the kind of dumb stuff that makes voters in places like Pennsylvania and Ohio and the Rust Belt not vote for you. When you say, we're banning buildings made of steel and glass, and also we're going to shut down coal plants. See, that kind of crazy, also the Green New Deal crazy, which today the AFL-CIO denounce the Green New Deal. But that's the problem. You can't win the Democratic nomination unless you're all in on that wackiness. Which brings us to the Joe Biden problem, which we will discuss more in depth. Bob Woodward comes out and says, in light of the Mueller report, the Steele dossier itself has to be investigated. We got to talk about that because that is huge. By the way, at 3:30, David Urban will be here. He is senior advisor to the president's campaign in Pennsylvania. There was a story today in Politico that the Trump campaign was descending on Pennsylvania as alarm grows over 2020. I want to play the Bob Woodward cut for you. Remember, Bob Woodward is the investigative reporter that all of Washington turns to all the time. And everything Bob Woodward writes is taken as sacrosanct. Cut 13.
More than 2 years ago, back in January of 2017, when the Steele dossier first surfaced, I remember you're saying right here on this show that it is a, quote, garbage document. Do you feel that the Mueller report basically discredited it? And to what degree do you think it played a role in the Russia investigation?
Well, that's what's going to be investigated by lots of people, including the attorney general and including Senator Lindsey Graham.
And the inspector general is also doing it.
Yes. And it should be. I mean, what I found out recently, which was really quite surprising, the dossier, which really is got a lot of garbage in it, and Mueller found that to be the case early in building the intelligence community assessment on Russian interference. In an early draft, they actually put the dossier on page 2 in kind of a breakout box. I think it was the CIA pushing this. Real intelligence experts looked at this and said, no, this is not intelligence, this is garbage, and they took it out. But in this process, the idea that they would include something like that in one of the great stellar intelligence assessments, as Mueller also found out, is highly questionable. Needs to be investigated.
Now, I don't know if you caught that or not. But what he says there, which is the big takeaway, is that the CIA was pushing it. And intelligence people said, this is nothing. This is garbage. Who was head of the CIA back then? That notorious liar who should be in prison, John Brennan. That's who. John Brennan, who was an openly big, strong advocate of Hillary Clinton. John Brennan was the guy who was out there saying Trump had committed treason. Remember? The two guys, I think, behind all this, very, very close to the former president, former CIA director John Brennan, was pushing this. That's what Woodward is saying there. That's the key takeaway right there. The CIA is pushing this, and the intelligence community goes, this is garbage. This is garbage. This dossier is crap. But Brennan was pushing it because Brennan's a political hack. So now think about this now. John Brennan, who is a CIA, is the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, reports directly to the President of the United States of America. He has all kinds of clearances. He probably can have people killed. That guy was so dead set against Donald Trump becoming president that he had his own agency push the dossier. Now, if that doesn't involve criminality, I don't know what does. Because instead of the CIA actually doing something relevant with its time, you know, like spying on all of us or something like that, instead the CIA wasted everybody's time, pursued this crap dossier, this BS dossier, which then, of course, opened up the door to this police state, which then spied on innocent Americans, infiltrated a presidential campaign, and on it goes. Brennan needs to answer for this. Brennan needs to answer for this. And if it's true what he did, he should be brought up on charges. He should be brought up on federal charges. Misusing government resources. I'm sure there's all kinds of 18 USC things that he violated. I have no doubt in my mind about that. I'm not an expert in that law or any law for that matter, but I'm sure there's lots of things he violated doing so. Because I'm pretty sure the CIA director is not supposed to use the CIA for political purposes. And if the CIA was pushing the dossier, even as other people in the CIA, intelligence people, were going, this is garbage, then who was pushing it? Well, obviously, Brennan was. Brennan was out there all the time on the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton. Brennan was writing op-eds. Brennan was talking about Trump was a threat to national security, and on it goes. And him and his buddy Clapper, the two of them. The two of them who set the entire nation up for all of this. And Clapper's the other guy because that guy, who's also a liar, also reported to President Obama. So now we're supposed to believe Obama didn't know anything about this. As they're pushing the dossier. What Bob Woodward said there, right there, should have everybody in America stopping and going, what did the CIA do? What happened? And now, of course, they're just trying to ignore all that now. They're just ignoring that, going, well, yeah, but, you know, who cares? Trump's tax returns. No, I care, and every American should care about that. Everybody. Brennan was out there saying, imagine if we had a president who did not have to obstruct justice. Really? Imagine if the president didn't have to even think about firing Mueller because you never pushed the dossier which led to this phony investigation. Ah. Former CIA director John Brennan went on Twitter, blasted the president. Just imagine if we had a president who did not live in constant fear of being exposed as a fraud, who did not have to obstruct justice to survive politically, and who had the intelligence, integrity, and leadership skills to address America's many important challenges. Imagine if in 2016, 2015, 2016, we had a CIA director who did not have his agency push a dossier that intelligence officials were saying was false, which then launched the Russia probe, which then got the president so rightly frustrated that he talked about firing Mueller. This is truly a police state, my friend. This is not an exaggeration either when I say it. This is a very definition of it. When the government uses its law enforcement and national security apparatus to get involved in politics and try to affect the outcome. That is exactly the definition of a police state. It's not an exaggeration. It's not dramatic. It's literally what the definition is. It's not cops on horseback. It's not cops using clubs on people who are belligerent at riots. No, no, no. Those are tactics. A police state is when the government uses its law enforcement and national security divisions, departments, to affect political change, which is exactly what happened here. And I just pray that we get to the bottom of this. And in Pennsylvania, obviously, what's going to matter more to voters are jobs and jobs and jobs. That's what's really going to matter to Pennsylvania voters once again, which is why it is that when they say the Trump campaign is alarmed over how the Democrats have been successful in Pennsylvania races in the last year, people are waking up and going, wait a second, is there a problem? We're going to find out. We're going to talk to David Urban, senior advisor to the Trump campaign in Pennsylvania. And also Joe Biden, who wants to make Pennsylvania the epicenter of his launch for president, even though it's a train wreck. I mean, this rollout has been an absolute train wreck. I was talking to a buddy of mine today, my buddy Ted Christian, as a matter of fact, who was at that meeting today. And we said the same thing. This is one of the worst political rollouts we've ever seen. Is this a rollout? What is it? What is Biden trying to accomplish here? What is he trying to do here? What is this all about? And I think the truth is that what was said by Psycho Morning Joe is that Biden is going to get crushed in the primary. He might be a formidable threat in the general, but he's no chance of winning the primary. And I think Biden realizes that now, but he doesn't know what to tell the party elders who believe that he's the last great hope. And so he's just trying to maybe bide time. I don't know, bide in his time until maybe some other people drop out or run out of money. I don't know. But it's obvious to me that if this was a presidential campaign rollout, it has been an unmitigated disaster.
Rich Cioli, 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!